Perseus.
I need your help. We believed Titans to be imprisoned forever. Now, they're breaking free.
It will be chaos. The end of the world.
There's a way we can end this.
What are you waiting for?
Prepare!
There for what?
Oblivion.
Okay, here's the deal. Unlike many critics out there, I quite enjoyed the Clash of the Titans remake 2 years ago, so it's no surprise that I was kind of looking forward to the sequel. And for the most part, you get what you'd expect. There's lots of action, CGI fantasy creatures, gods fighting gods, and plenty of things getting blowed up. However, much of the film left me cold, and I was preferring the previous installment. With a story reminiscent of last fall's Immortals, it's 10 years after Perseus defeated the Kraken, and he now has to take sides in a war between the Olympians and the Titans, or rather, one particular Titan. Sure, there's action, but all of the big battle sequences are missing a certain oomph. There's very little story to tie it all together, but at least it's mildly entertaining to watch and has better 3D than Clash. Still, when it's all boiled down, Wrath of the Titans plays out as vanilla toast as its bland star Sam Worthington. Wrath of the Titans gets barely 3 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.